Well, the third high-profile assassination in Kandahar just over the period of the past month. We find out that a suicide bomber killed the mayor of Kandahar. 2 weeks ago, of course, President Karzai's powerful half-brother was killed in that same city. And joining us now from Kabul is Bilal Sawari of the BBC. So can you tell us, first of all, what happened with the mayor of Kandahar?
Well, the mayor of Kandahar was meeting a group of tribal elders who had come to him, urging him not to destroy their township. The mayor's office had destroyed about 200 houses in the Loyawala area of Kandahar City yesterday. According to the mayor's office, those houses were illegal. So the mayor was having a normal morning, a normal meeting, and the bomber managed to accompany those tribal elders. He, of course, had explosives in his turban, and he detonated his explosives, killing the mayor instantly, along with a civilian.
You know, it's interesting that you said that the Taliban spokesman, I'm reading one of your tweets, was busy calling reporters in Kandahar to gather information about the mayor 20 minutes before he was killed. Is that a suggestion that perhaps they were trying to ferret out information from reporters in order to carry out this attack?
Well, if anything, that just tells you how complex and confusing it is. We really don't know who could have killed the mayor of Kandahar. He was always out in the city walking. He always oversaw the projects. He was liked for that reason, because many people saw that he was visible. He was doing a lot of those things. Now, this is a tactic that has been applied by the Taliban in the past, using suicide attackers. But he had a lot of other enemies as well. And as far as local reporters in Kandahar are concerned, the Taliban spokesman was calling them to find out what exactly had happened. And 20 minutes later, they say, the Taliban spokesman said that they were behind the killing.
So that just means we have to view the Taliban claim of responsibility with a little bit of take it with a little bit of salt. But this is the third high-profile assassination in Kandahar. Could this be just a serious? I mean, and each one, people have said, we don't know who's responsible. It could have been for personal reasons. Is it possible that every single one of these three assassinations were for perhaps personal or other reasons? Or really, is there an attempt to attack at the very power structure in Kandahar and weaken it?
Well, there's a very clear attempt to weaken President Karzai. This is a personal blow. President Karzai lost his half-brother, Ahmad Wali Karzai. He lost his personal friend and a top presidential advisor, John Mohammad Khan, in Kabul. And now the mayor of Kandahar, President Hamid Karzai, personally requested Mr. Hamidi to return to Kandahar 4 years ago. So he left the United States a very easy and settled life to come here. Now, Mr. Hamidi was one of the most trusted and effective local officials. He spoke against what he called land mafia, powerful figures. So he was one of very few officials who could be trusted. He was offered ministerial positions. He was offered the post of the governor of Kandahar. He turned it down. And most Kandaharis will miss that part of a man who always wanted to work for the city, who always wanted to change the city. And figures like that in Afghanistan doesn't grow on trees. So it's a huge loss for the Afghan government, for the people of Kandahar, but also for the United States of America. I've been speaking to several American officials in southern Afghanistan, and they say that it's leaders like Mr. Hamidi which makes their job easy. He's someone that the locals trust. He's someone that brings that real side of governance. And he fought against corruption as well.
And his death, and we're talking live from Kabul to the BBC's Bilal Sawari on the death of the mayor of Kandahar, it would seem that the next time Hamid Karzai calls somebody settled in the United States, like Mr. Hamidi was, and asks him to come and help out the nation of Afghanistan, that he's going to receive a very different reception based on this assassination. And from now on, are all turbans subject to search?
I think it does. I think it has definitely created the climate of fear, this panic. The governor of Kandahar, Zalmay Wissa, fired his own cook, someone who had worked inside his office for more than 10 years, fearing that he might poison his food. Now, the issue of turban, as traditions dictated, you cannot remove the turban of a tribal elder in that part of the country. It's a huge no-no, if I could put it in that way. it just makes the life of Afghan security officials extremely impossible. Imagine if you have tens of visitors every day, as Mr. Hamidi had, and every one of them is wearing a turban, every one of them is a respected tribal elder, and you're not being able to search them. That just creates another huge problem for the officials in Kandahar. Now, that being said, the insurgents in that part of the country have used every single method to assassinate Afghan government officials. For example, the police chief of Kandahar, Khan Mahmud Khan Mujahid, was killed by his own bodyguard. The Taliban had recruited him, they had infiltrated his inner security, and his bodyguard carried out a suicide attack. So on many levels, the Afghan government is simply confused, is simply helpless. It has not been able to deal with this shift of tactic by the Taliban. The Taliban have been killing and assassinating some of the best and most effective Afghan government officials across the country, including in Kandahar.
From Kabul, we're speaking with Bilal Sawari from our partner, the BBC. And Bilal, I want to play you this clip from Ryan Crocker, who's the new U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. Here he is talking about these assassinations.
I would judge that the Taliban is now damaged to the point where they can no longer conduct large-scale operations. Clearly, these are horrific attacks. But they can also be interpreted as a sign of significant organizational weakness on the part of the adversary.
Bilal, could this be how Afghan people see these assassinations?
Well, the Afghan people's confidence has been shattered. I've been speaking to a number of people from across the country. They say, how is it that these people can strike at the heart of the Afghan government, breaching several layers of security? So I think those words of Ambassador Ryan Crocker will not be reassuring, at least for Afghan people, at least for Afghan officials who are dealing with these sorts of problems in places like Kandahar.
Bilal Sawari of the BBC speaking to us from Kabul, talking about the assassination of the mayor of Kandahar, who was killed in an attack by a suicide bomber today, the third assassination in Kandahar just over the past month. Bilal, thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.